I tell you what, this Central Coast Facebook page is pretty good. It's a treasure trove of content, as Maddie, our producer, said.
Go on. Borrowed that from Maddie.
Well, I gave him credit. I'm not a plagiarist like some of us that work around here. Rob Palmer, good morning. But in this one, Central Coast community page on Facebook. This is a great way because a lot of people saying, like you, me, a lot of other people, you can't get on your grass because it's too wet. So
it's impossible to get on the grass if it's too wet.
Too wet. No, exactly.
It won't burn.
No, exactly. Exactly. Good morning to our friends in Nimbin. But what they're doing here, and there's this post from Denny, and it goes, Shelby delivering goats today. If anybody wants their lawns cleared around Narara, Gosford, Arimba, and Terrigal areas, we can bring them along the way. If not, organised for Mother's Day this week, though. So what they're doing...
They're basically saying, if your lawn is unmowable...
Use a goat.
We'll bring the goats in.
And there's a picture of you in the... there's one goat, there's Billy, there's Joe, and there's Rob. No. Bloody hell, Rob Palmer in this bloody picture here. But that's not...
That is good.
That's a good... But do they...
How do you teach them... Do they just eat the grass?
I don't know. They eat bloody everything, goats.
What about mum's roses?
They're gone.
See you later.
Sometimes washing. Don't put them
don't put the washing out.
Yeah. Because whenever as a kid, I always saw a goat with a tin can in its mouth for some unknown reason. But, so that's what they're doing.
Is that a recurring drink?
they're hiring out goats to keep lawns down. So that's not a bad idea. So if you need a goat to keep your lawns down.
So hang on, how do we get this to happen? Because
I just go on Central Coast Community page on Facebook.
And reply.
And reply to say, I need a goat, goat or two.
Reply to Denny.
Reply to Denny and get your goat on, mate.
Good on you.
Yeah. See, that's another way because a lot of people.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to buy a goat.
No, you just want to bloody hire a goat. Who wants to buy a goat?
No, well, you wouldn't know. How do you tell it to stop?
That's exactly right.
Once the grass is down enough.
Don't worry.
I want to know how they do it. Yeah. Is it an even cut?
No.
There'd be one, like they'll go to the clover first.
Yeah, well, we've got 1353, we've got Crystal of Narara. Hey, Crystal.
Crystal.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What you calling about?
I actually have hired the goats.
Oh, you've hired the goats?
Yes, I had two goats and two sheep in my backyard.
For how long?
Just over a month.
So you get the sheep as well. Not only goats, you got the sheep as well.
Yeah, and the kids, they're friendly with the kids. The kids are out there every day playing with them.
That's a great... And how much was it to hire for a month, two goats and two sheep?
I think I paid like maybe $120, I think.
Oh, that's true.
Not bad.
That's cheap.
And how long did it take them to get the lawn down to like something that looked nice?
Well, my backyard, when I got them, was probably a metre tall, like not even kidding, full of weeds and everything. And I think it took about 3 weeks for them to completely clear it.
Wow. And with their hooves and that, do they, because the ground's so wet, does it muck up the lawn much?
No, my lawn's fine. I've still, this was probably like 6 months ago, I've still got poo all over the yard, but they poop a lot.
Oh, okay,
it's got to come out somewhere.
Yeah,
they're just little pebbles, so it's kind of just like fertiliser.
And have you got a big yard?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right, so you hired two goats.
That's great, $120 for a month and a half worth of, farmyard fun, and they looked after your lawn.
Yeah, I had friends come over and we'd have drinks and they'd get out the back and cuddle the sheep and it was great.
How many?
I've seen videos like this.
I have videos and photos, I do.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. All right, don't put that on the Facebook page.
They weren't from New Zealand, were they, these friends?
You had to go there. It was all clear. It was all clean before we went there.
Hello to all my Kiwi mates. Crystal, thank you very much for giving us a call. So you can get two goats and two sheep for $120 a month or thereabouts.
I like it.
That is that's really good. We've got Lizzie from Killarney Vale.
G'day, hey, Lizzie.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Okay. Have you hired goats and sheep as well?
No, I can hire you some guinea pigs, but...
You know what you can do with your guinea pigs?
They eat grass like anything, mate. They're out of control.
They just keep it down, do they?
Yeah, massively. I have to move them every day because they just keep eating all my grass.
Oh, I see, because they only eat the grass in the cage that they're kept in.
Yeah, exactly. So you only get sweat lots done.
So you could have a checkered pattern in your lawn.
Sections of a cricket pitch that they lift out.
So you're hiring your guinea pigs today.
Yeah, I'll hire him for like five for a day.
Okay.
Five for a day.
And not only eat, they romp as well, don't they? Oh guinea pigs and mice. Oh,
you hire two guinea pigs, you give back 22.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right, Lizzie, thanks for that. So put that on community page. Lizzie's hiring the guinea pigs.
Sure is.
Thanks for that.